excellent greatness. We thank El Shaddai for the unlimited resources that come from him to us. Today we want to lift up the name of El Shaddai, glorify him, praise him and honor him and adore him and say he is worthy to be praised. There is no one like him. Above all gods, there is no one like El Shaddai. El Shaddai is our source of strength, power, and might. We draw life from El Shaddai as we wake up in the morning and as we lay our hand, our head to rest, our strength comes from the Lord. The Bible says, hope is not in any horse, nor man, nor power, except El Shaddai. The Bible says, power and might belongs to the Lord. So today, whilst you are here with me, I want to welcome you on the moment with Charles, with joy in my heart, to extend love towards you today. My topic for today is, I prevail against my enemies. Amen. My name is Apostle Charles from Breakthrough Life Church, in the name of Jesus. Let us get on and see how we can prevail against our enemies. Who's an enemy to you? My definition of an enemy is anything, anyone, any situation, any event, any crisis that bring pressure on you, force you to compromise, force you to fail, lose your way, and don't get to your destination. To me, he or she or whatever the crisis is an enemy to prevent me from fulfilling my destiny in the name of Jesus. Now, do we need enemies? Sometimes we do need them because they become an instrument of God's glory to push us and shake us and drive us closer to God. Because when you have an enemy, you now have to run to God. So there's a place for the enemy. But do we need the enemy 24/7? Heck no, we don't. We don't need enemies 24/7. I know some of you might say, I don't need enemy at all. Well, if you live in this life, you are going to come across one horrible enemy. But we give God praise because the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So my strength comes from God. I can say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can say with confidence that the joy of the Lord is my strength. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Therefore, my protection, my well-being, my safety, my welfare, rest dwells in the protection of the Almighty God. Therefore, no weapon formed against me shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Yes, the enemy will strike. The enemy will chase us. The enemy will cause confusion. The enemy will cause disruption. But we are not moved by the enemy. We are not dwelling on the ways of the enemy. We are not listening to what the enemy wants to do. We confess with joy in our heart that the joy of the Lord is my strength. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So whatever the enemy plans to do, we can boldly say, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The Lord is our portion in the land of the living. So even when the enemy is coming, we can boldly say, who art thou, O enemy, that standeth before us? We shall trash you in the name of Jesus. We shall conquer you in the name of Jesus. Yes, the Bible says, let them say it. But it is up to us to cancel the plan and the purpose of our enemies. So tonight, make this confession with me. I reject the accusation of my enemies in the name of Jesus. Two, say, I confess in Christ Jesus, I am a winner. Three, say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Four, say, Christ and me together, we are majority. Five, say, Christ in me, I am a winner to prevail over that situation. Say after me, I am called the righteous and the righteousness of God. Therefore, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every mouth that lifts itself against me in judgment, I can say, I will prevail against my enemies by my confession, by my faith in God. And I know that the joy of the Lord is my strength. So go forth, prevail against your enemies. Go forth, dominate against your enemies. Go forth, don't give in to the request and the desire of your enemies. Say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe. May his presence go with you. May the joy strengthen you and his life go with you. Thank you for joining The Moment with Charles. I cannot wait to share the next episode with you. And I'm looking forward to seeing you. God bless you. You are a winner. In Jesus' name, amen.